This is Andy Thomas from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we discover what it means to be a wholehearted man. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com. Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Thank you for tuning in to Finishing Well today. We have an interesting topic today, no doubt. In my mind, it's extremely interesting. The idea is whole, as in making something whole, life insurance. And when you think about the concept of Jesus told us very clearly, you know, blessed are those who mourn. And, you know, it isn't blessed are those who worry.
That's good.
I don't know if you've ever noticed it. It doesn't say it that way. But, you know, I have a good friend, Peter Rosenberger, who teaches every Saturday on the Truth Network with, you know, hope for the caregiver and how caregivers often get very frustrated with the person that they're trying to help by, you know, having to deal with their incontinence or having to deal with their getting cranky and all these things. And all those things are terribly unfair. And what happens to a lot of the caregivers sometimes is they just rage in anger because they're trying to get control of a situation that is just totally unfair. And what he was teaching was that if they would mourn, you know, turn to Jesus and face that door of pain, this isn't fair what's happened to their loved one. It isn't right and all those things. So our response to that, according to Jesus, would be to actually mourn that, to bring him into the equation to help us face that door and bring in all the support necessary in order to deal with the issue at hand. Well, it seems to me, Hans, to be just absolutely applicable to here we are in this situation that we know our loved ones are going to face. We are going to be gone. And we need to put them, well, you know, with God's help, we would hope to have them in a situation where they are able to not worry, but simply deal with the loss that's right in front of them. And this is why it's kind of cool that you gave me this idea a few minutes ago as wow, whole insurance is, it's kind of making people whole so they can deal with the real fact of the loss that they're dealing with.
Well, I mean, we get a lot of people say, oh, I got the money in the bank. I don't want to buy life insurance. Those life insurance companies make too much money off of that stuff. I can't afford that, or the money, I'll just pay for the funeral. I already paid for my funeral. I mean, people just dismiss this subject, and our people that are on the phone, our agents, let them do it. What I felt the need to do is it's in my workbook where I make the case for $25,000 as a minimum of life insurance and of whole life. And so as soon as you hear that word whole life insurance, you're thinking, oh, I was told that that's no good. Well, okay, as opposed to what? And then you say, well, as opposed to term. And most people have carried a large amount of term insurance their whole life to this point. And term has an end date to it. And a lot of people that are in their 50s and 60s are facing that date. And it gets kind of expensive to carry those large amounts of term well into their 60s and 70s, and a lot of them have been sold and told, we don't really need that amount of insurance, and that may well be true. If your kids are grown and your house is paid for and people are not suffering a big loss, financial loss at your death, you may not need that amount. But what I'm stating is you need $25,000 as a minimum. Now, we're going to talk next week on the show about amounts larger than that and why some of our clients buy $100,000, $200,000 or more for various purposes. But all of them have this concept of the initial $25,000 baked into them. It could well be that this is where we started out talking to them. So if you're in your 50s, in your 60s, in your 70s, and you don't have any permanent life insurance that's going to last for your whole life that you know is going to be in force, and there's going to be a check there right after you pass away, then you ought to take a look at this quickly. The sooner you do it, the less it's going to cost you, and the more chances are that you're going to qualify for a less expensive policy based upon your health. I also want to tell you that if you're 60, 65 years old, 55, and you've got some serious chronic conditions or one serious chronic condition and you thought that you weren't eligible for more life insurance or whole life insurance, you are. And we're going to talk in the second part of the show specifically and even give some prices on policies. I mean, we've written these policies on people with ALS. We've written them on people with COPD, chronic lung disease, cancer, many conditions that you think are uninsurable. We've got some insurance that will take you, okay? Now, the $25,000 that I have in my book on page 88 in the workbook, we're talking about the Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and then there's a workbook edition. I went through here and I made the case for this, $10,000 for the funeral, $2,000 for attorney fees for estate settlement, $1,000 to pay the executor, and 6 to 12 months of income replacement, just at $1,000 a month or $2,000 a month for 6 months, $12,000, all of that adds up to $25,000. Now, your family is going to need this, and they're going to need the liquidity, even if the money's sitting in the bank. You ever go down with a deceased person to try to pull some money out of their account?
I actually have.
Yeah.
You can't do it because the bank gloms onto it because they're waiting to figure out what Social Security is going to go do.
Sure they are. And then you got to deal with opening the estate and distributing it. All of that with life insurance is bypassed. And there's no taxes on life insurance either.
So if you'd have been with me yesterday, Hans, I was actually at the estates office at Rockingham County finishing up my father's estate. And there was a poor guy there who apparently had never listened to Finishing Well. I wanted to cry for him because I listened to the clerk taking him through things that he had no idea were all these things that his mother's, what? She had this going to that, and she was paying for a satellite bill? She hadn't had satellite TV? And he was just getting more and more and more upset as I listened to her take him, through this situation. And I could see the amount of time that was being involved. Here's this guy. He is the executor. And the amount of time and effort and all that. You think $1,000 for an executor isn't fair for somebody to sit through, believe me, having done it, that, these things are going to be critical to your family at the time that they happen.
Listen, you can take a life insurance policy down to the funeral home, and they will accept assignment of benefits and help you with the claim. And they're going to speed up the death certificate, too, when they know that that's holding up the payment. This is why I talk about it's a minimum. I mean, a lot of folks that come in to see us, when we're all done, we discover some other needs, they buy substantially larger policies, even in their 70s. Okay, and we're going to talk next week about some of them. But I will be doing my job if I can impress upon all of you, having been in this situation so many times with clients, is that money coming due exactly when it's needed, and the payment from the insurance company straight to the beneficiary is just, it's a wonderful thing. If I could impress upon you to at least investigate this, you can give us a call. The numbers, it's cardinalguide.com, the numbers on the website. You can send us an email, send us a text message. I mean, most of you are sharp enough to figure out how to find me, okay? And so I'm not going to spend a lot of our valuable time going over that. We're in the business of offering this type of insurance, and I brought in today, and I went over with Robbie, a document that I made for my agents, for the people that work for me in the various offices that we have, to make this simple. And I went over it with Robbie. It's pretty simple, and we're going to actually quote some rates. Well, we were using you as an example, Robbie.
Right.
Were we not?
So for those of you who don't know, I'm currently 64. So, you know, it's kind of cool that, you know, the rate bumps up at 65. So I need to do something here before I turn 65. So these rates are for somebody who's 60 years old.
And 65, actually. I mean, so the rate at 65, your rate will not be the 60-year-old rate. This thing only shows every 5 years. So we're going to just give some guesstimates off.
So a 64 is different than a 60.
Yeah.
And then a 64.
So let's just use the 65-year-old rates.
Okay.
Okay. And if you start on the bottom of this chart, is we have from one company a guaranteed universal life policy. It's a whole life insurance. It's $80 a month. Excuse me, that's the female. Yeah. $97 a month for a 65-year-old man, non-smoker, and that rate is guaranteed for the rest of your life. So $425,000 of insurance. And that's the best rate we offer. You're going to get a free complimentary physical from the insurance company.
The free complimentary blood test.
All of that.
Yeah.
And they're going to write for your doctor's records. Now, it doesn't mean if you got a few things wrong with you that they're going to turn you down. They may rate you, okay? But that's not going to be too bad. That's going to maybe knock it up by 25%, maybe as much as 50%. But this is a fully underwritten policy for $25,000, $97 a month. Now, that's the best we got, and not everybody's going to qualify for that. And many people don't want to go through all that hassle. So then we go up the chart, and we find the next company. This is a final expense policy. And so it has just easy underwriting. So you just need to answer a bunch of questions, all no, to qualify, and then they're going to maybe call you up on the phone, maybe not, and ask you all the same questions again. They're just going to issue this policy immediately. It's whole life insurance, $134 a month. Now, the next company is actually a little bit less. These two are pretty much the same. Then you go up to the next company, $153 a month. Say, well, why do these people charge $153 for what I could buy from for $134? Well, they're easier to qualify for. I mean, we have two companies in that category, and depending upon what your ailments are, we're going to go with one or the other. And this thing keeps on going. I mean, at the very top of this list, the premium gets up as high as, let's say, $211 a month for the same $25,000 of insurance. But this is guaranteed insurance, guaranteed issue insurance. No health questions. So when we have people with severe chronic illnesses, you know, I can go ahead and tell you the company, it's Gerber Life Insurance Company. It's the same as the Gerber Baby Food people own this life insurance company.
From cradle to grave,
yeah,
Gerber's
boy,
got
that's
you.
It. That is it. $211 a month, and, I mean, it's $25,000 of insurance, no questions asked. Now, your rates, depending upon where you go on this thing, are going to be a little bit less than this because you're still 64.
Yeah, plus, you know, hopefully, you know, I don't have a chronic illness.
Yeah, I think we can get you in on the North American at $97 a month.
So okay? we got a whole lot more show coming. When we come back, we're going to be talking about whole life insurance. And in this case, you know, kind of what's going to make those people whole at the point in time where they're, you know, putting us in the hole. So when we come back, more from CardinalGuide.com and Hans's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. Of course, the life insurance tab is there at CardinalGuide.com. We'll be right back.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. And as always, this is brought to you by Cardinal Guide, cardinalguide.com, and Hans's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. When we left our hero, me, trying to keep me out of the hole by making me whole with whole life insurance. We're going over some actual, you know, here's what this actually looks like.
And
the beautiful thing of this, and I, from my perspective, having bought term life insurance for years, is that, you know, when you hear that $97, you're like, well, that's pretty good, but I'm only, what happens when I'm 95? Well, since it's whole life insurance, right? When I'm 95 or I'm 105,
it's still $97 a month. That's guaranteed.
And that's a critical thing to understand, I think, about whole life insurance is that, you know, here, this is something. And the other cool thing about this that we talked about in the previous show is you can do a 10-year, what do you call it? It's a 10-pay?
A 10-pay, yeah. So you could take the 97. I'm just going to guess at this. I'm going to say $150 a month. And you could pay $150 a month for 10 years. And then this policy would be paid up. You wouldn't have to pay any premiums beyond age 74.
Right. So even if you lived to 160, guess what?
Yeah. They're on the hook.
They're on the hook. Which that's my dad actually had a $10,000 policy like that he had paid up, and it was sitting in the drawer.
Wonderful.
Really helpful.
And we can do that with most of these. We can figure that out. I tried to keep this thing simple. Now, there's another option that we didn't talk about, and this is for those people that say, you know, I have the money in the bank. And there's a lot of folks that just rely on their savings, and that, to some extent, leaves your heirs a mess as they all of a sudden have to deal with all this stuff, and they've got to figure out how to access your money in the bank, explain it to the executor. And so what a male could do, what you could do, is if you had this much in savings, or you'd have to have more than that before I'd write you a policy, but you could put $15,350 in a single deposit. It'd be a little bit less for you because you're 64. Let's just call it $15,000. And you would buy a paid-up $25,000 whole life policy. So the money sits there. No matter when you die, that policy is going to pay $25,000.
So that's even shorter than this is the one-pay deal.
This is the one-pay deal. Yeah.
So you make one payment, $15,350 if I was 65. And it qualified for Baltimore there.
Yeah, and you're leveraging the money in your savings. And if you were a lady, it'd be $13,475. And this policy is pretty easy to qualify for. We can get some health conditions through that as well. It's called single premium whole life insurance. And it's from the Baltimore Life Insurance Company. And we can write it for larger, smaller, but it's a wonderful way to leverage your money and your kids or whoever is handling your affairs, whoever's the beneficiary, they're not going to pay any taxes on that gain or that step up to $25,000. That's tax-free. So this is a wonderful way to transfer wealth. And we've got a lot more options. You know, so if you get into a larger amount and you wanted to, say, perhaps put $50,000 in this thing or $100,000, well, we're going to show you more options than Baltimore Life, and we're going to consider that. We have several companies that offer large amounts of these. But they're a wonderful company to work with on what is a $25,000 policy. Now, what I want to do is I want to say, okay, so I've got several people listening and just, I may have some people that just look right at us and say, I ain't paying that. I'm just not paying $130 a month. I don't, whatever. And but can I get less? Can I get $10,000? And so we've made this sheet pretty simple. Now the North American
in a long $10,000. Let me just tell you that the last question that the estate lady asked me, which I did not see coming actually, but it was fine because I had it covered, was, do you have proof that all the, you know, funeral expenses have been paid? And so to close your loved one's estate, I mean, this stuff, it's got to be paid.
Sure it does. We can get a lot of people who think they can't get insurance even on one of these immediate benefit policies, because most of these are. But we know we can get you Gerber or AIG, and we can get, you know, some people want more than $25,000. That's why we have them both on here. We have people that have bought AIG at 25,000 and they bought Gerber at 25,000 and they've got $50,000 of insurance when they didn't think they could get it. And the premiums aren't cheap, but when you thought you couldn't get something, they're, you know, it's a good deal. We sell a lot of this. Yeah, so,
you know, give you peace of mind for your family.
Well, yeah. And so we can even write these things down to 5,000, 7,000, but it just, I've shown here in our salespeople, we're going to start out quoting 25,000 to everybody because I really feel like your family, regardless of your financial situation, needs that much to just settle your affairs and to have it all insured and coming to them quickly or a special one of them quickly, you know, is a good thing. Now, if that presents a financial burden, then we're going to back to 10,000. And by the way, the single premium whole life option for 10,000 for you is $6,220 single payment for 10,000 of insurance. And for a lady, it'd be 5,500. That's at the 65-year-old rate. Let's go up to somebody 75 and let's look at the same things. Is that the $25,000 policy at 75, if you could still qualify for the North American Guaranteed Universal Life, $168 a month. So it's still very doable. I mean, most people that we write that are 75 are going to get some rating. I mean, they just, but we got somebody in great health or just some minor, moderate chronic conditions like high blood pressure, whatever, they can get that $168 rate. They thought they couldn't buy life insurance at 75. You can get the easy issue policies in the $200 a month department. You can get the guaranteed issue policies up in the $300 and some a month. But you can still, it's not too late. You can get these policies, some of them as late as 85.
Yeah, okay? I'm sitting there looking at you. AIG is offering one guaranteed. You could be 85 years old. And interestingly, you could make a one pay for a 25,000 policy.
Of 21,600.
Yeah, so, you know, it's obviously you're ka-chinging for $3,400 no matter what, yeah. Right, at 85.
We've sold these single premium whole life policies all day long to people.
If you're a woman, even better, 20,575.
These are for the people that get rid of people like me saying, I got the money in the bank, I'm not turning it over to an insurance company. Okay. But your kids are going to have a hard time and the funeral director getting at that money. So you could take, if you're 85 years old, you could take $21,600.
That you got sitting in the bank and you're going to leverage it into $25,000.
Into $25,000 of life insurance no matter when you die, and that's going to come quickly. We can put down however we wanted the beneficiary. And you know what happens with a lot of people at that age? They end up doing more. They say it's that simple and they, you know, they end up putting $100,000 into this type of policy, and then they guarantee the benefit. And there are a lot of them are doing that just because you got the estate, you got the will, you got all that stuff.
So but you quick math, you're looking at $84,000 to give your heirs $100,000, right? Because you're
yeah. I mean, it's just and then you know that it's going to go to who you put down as that beneficiary. Okay. I mean, it just, and once people really start to understand that, the power of the beneficiary, and they know that it's going to go to them tax-free. When you leave your IRA to them, you know, it's going to go by beneficiary too, but they're going to owe taxes on it, and it's for an uncertain amount. This stuff is, I'm telling you that it's just, having life insurance when a person dies is just, it's something you really ought to consider. And so I'm recommending $25,000 as a minimum. $10,000 is if you just can't afford the minimum or you're just flat stubborn enough that you're not going to pay that amount, okay? I think you're better off buying $10,000. And we're going to talk next Saturday's show about buying $100,000 of insurance or more. And you can do that in your 50s, 60s, 70s. Even in your 80s, we don't have too many people buy that amount of insurance in their 80s, but we certainly have a lot of them in their 70s. And we're going to talk about that next week.
It's funny because I can remember talking to the funeral directors, know this stuff. They really
do. Oh, sure they do.
Because, you know, I was talking to him about how, he goes, well, how, you know, what have you got arrangements to make these payments? And I said, well, my dad has plenty of money. He says, you ain't writing no check. You won't be able to touch that account for 60 days. I was like, what? You know, those were a newsflash information for me. But again, my dad had the $10,000, you know, paid up policy that, you know, he had all this stuff like lined up.
Our friend who just lost his wife, he had to scrape together money. I mean, just out of the bottom of some savings accounts and get himself down very low to pay for his wife's funeral. And, you know, I suggested using a credit card. And he explained to me that some of his balances are up in that he can't. I mean, it was $11,000, and, you know, we made it through it. And I'm helping him with some things. But I can tell you what I'm going to be doing in the next few weeks is I'm going to be selling him some life insurance. He's 79 years old now, and he can buy this. And then at least his heirs will not have the same problem that he's had when he passes away.
All right. So whole, we're trying to make you whole today on finishing well. Finishing well would be finishing whole.
Sure.
For your family, et cetera. So again, this show is brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Don't forget the guide after Cardinal. And it's got a 7 worries tab, which life insurance is clearly one of those tabs, as well as a whole chapter in the book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living a Retirement, which could be yours absolutely free. All you have to do is email Hans there at CardinalGuide.com. So I'm having a lot of fun today. Thank you, Hans.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.